Welcome to She Struts Radio. You are a conqueror, and so am I. I love that song. I am your host, Deborah M. Ricks, and I am delighted to be here. I'm delighted to be alive. I am full of gratitude today. And I thank you for joining me this evening, because as I know, you could be anywhere on the planet doing anything, but you choose to be with us this evening, me and my wonderful, amazing, talented, gifted guest. And so, Deborah M. Ricks, coach, editor, author, mother to one lovely young woman who's about to graduate May 6, 2016 from Howard University. Very, very proud to call her daughter. So, we are talking about one of my favorite topics this evening. We're talking about being more visible. And if you've been listening to She Struts Radio, if you've been following my blogs, if you've been reading my LinkedIn articles, if you've been on my Facebook page, then you know how important visibility is for me. And in fact, She Struts Radio is all about helping, supporting women particularly, and being more visible, vocal, and vulnerable, right? The three V's. And we really just work to give women's, you know, stories, you know, just a place to show up, to give voice to women's desires and longings and our pain and our dreams. Here at She Struts Radio, that's what it's all about. So we're talking this evening with a woman who has been with She Struts Radio before, and I had the delight actually to work with her. And it's so, really, it's just For me, I really love connecting with people, and I particularly love to connect with people who they are what they say they are. I mean, you see them on video, or you see them on, if you, you know, maybe television, or you hear them on a telesummit, and you see them on Facebook, and then when you connect with them, you discover that they are all that they appear to be and even more. And Jenny Kovacs, my guest, again, on She Stretch Radio, is that woman. So let me just tell you a little bit about her, and then we're going to get into the show. We're talking about three awesome ways to get visibility in your business, in your new or existing business, right? And if you want more clients, if you want more, even more confidence, I've discovered, if you want more cash, if you want to grow your business, then you want to get more visible. And I have a few questions for Jenny that I've been thinking about all day long about visibility, and actually I've been thinking about it before today because I want her to tell us, you know, what does it really mean to be visible? So I've had an experience recently that's causing me to wonder just what does it mean to be visible? So Jenny Kovacs, she is quite late where she is right now. She's in the UK, United Kingdom. And as you know, I'm in the U.S., and she has been so gracious. She stayed up. She's, I don't know what time she goes to bed, but it's after 11 o'clock at night in the U.K. right now. And here in the U.S., on the East Coast, it's approaching 7 p.m. So I really appreciate her coming to us, and I want you to please call in with your questions. This is an opportunity, and sometimes we don't take advantage of our opportunities that are right in front of us, but I want you to get ready with your questions because Jenny will be answering questions about visibility, and there is no dumb question. You remember that statement from high school or elementary school? There are no dumb questions. So get your questions ready. She's going to share some content with us, and then we're going to open up the lines so that you can ask questions. And you know what to do. If you're on here, if you called in, you just press 1. And then we'll cue you up and let you in, and you can get your questions answered. So Jenny Kovacs, what she does is she shows outstanding people like you and me who have great businesses how to be visible. And they don't call her the queen of being seen for nothing, right? And she helps us learn how to make a difference and stand out to those who need our products and our services and our results. She's the creator of the Visibility Vibe System, and it's a tried and tested method that helps business owners and employees to promote their strengths, and it come out through what they say to the people around them and the clients they are trying to find. Okay, so she has more than 21 years in training management and sales, and she's worked for companies like Thomas Cook, Abbey National Boots, Lehman Brothers, and British Telecom. Welcome to She Stretch Radio, Jenny Kovacs.
Hello, Deborah. Hi. Thank you so much for having me on. That was a really lovely introduction, and those gorgeous things you said about me at the start of the show. Just lovely. So thank you so much for having me here.
It is my pleasure to have you back. I really do appreciate when people, they give their expertise and wisdom and share with the world. And because you have really a specialized niche. I mean, your niche is so cool. And I just want to expose people to this because, as I said in my promo, a lot of times people don't even know that they have a visibility problem. So I would love to talk about, if we could start to talk about this whole notion of even, let's start with what it means to be invisible. You have a business, but what does that even look like when people are invisible?
Okay, so for many people that I connect with and speak to, they have a business, but for some of them, they work for somebody in their business. So what tends to happen is that they're maybe not taken as seriously as they would like to be taken. Sometimes they feel that they're speaking to the people around them and the people around them aren't hearing them. They don't feel heard. They don't feel, remembered. They don't really feel that they're seen by anybody. So for a lot of people in business, what tends to happen is it's the thing that, in fact, for those of you that are listening, just play along with this. You know you're invisible when, ... and think of the things that aren't working out for you. So some of the things that I've experienced myself in this journey as well is, you know you're invisible when you see other people doing something really similar to you and they seem to be getting the clients and you don't. Or you know you're invisible when you tell people about what you do and their eyebrows go into little squiggles, you know, they look confused and they say, oh, that's nice. Or you know you're invisible when you're telling people about what you do and all of a sudden their voice gets really high-pitched, you know you're invisible when there is something deep down inside of you that you want to share with the world. It might be your message. It could be your product or your services. And no matter who you tell about this enthusiastically, no one seems that interested or no one seems to understand what you're doing. And my thing is that it's not that somebody is doing it wrong. They're not visible enough because maybe they just don't know how to say it. They haven't found their voice. And with visibility, you know when you found your voice, you know when you found your medium, when you write about it and people pick that up, you speak about it and people hear you, or maybe you do something that's online and you people start to understand or get what you do. So those are some of the symptoms of being invisible, if you like, and not heard. And for those of you that are working for a company, maybe you're looking at starting a business, building your business, or maybe you're just happy being an employee and working for a company, it will be the time of year where the appraisals come round and they start speaking about possible pay rises. And maybe you just get passed over and they tell you, not this year, maybe next time, or there's a job that you know you can do really well and you go for that job and they say, you know what, not now, maybe another time. So often this is how visibility actually comes out for people. And for many people that are feeling it, you'll feel really frustrated. You'll be wondering what you're doing wrong. You'll be saying things like, I just deserve a chance, I need a break. But you'll probably feel quite frustrated with how to actually get out there. You just don't know, So hopefully that covers most of the people that are listening and what could be going on for them, Deborah. What do you think?
I gotta say, I'm really glad that I asked the question, because I think there is this misconception that to be invisible means something a lot narrower than what you explained. In other words, when I thought about being more visible, I thought about getting out there more, like just being more places, being on YouTube more, being posting more. But I've had an experience in recent days and just recently that really speaks to what you just described, and that is I've been really struggling with, and I shared this during your video, 12-day video game. I want to call it a challenge, and I know you call it a game. And during that time working with you, I talked about I wanted more clarity and really, and I said more confidence, but really the confidence was I wanted more confidence in front of the camera. But the clarity was I want to be clear about what my cause is, what my business is, what is it that really wakes me up in the morning, what do I want people to reach out to me for, what do I want to talk about. So when you talked about that, what I get present to is that visibility for me and for many sounds like not just showing up and doing a great job, but showing up authentically, showing up authentically and showing up as you, not as some version of you. And if, say, for example, what I do, I actually, you know, I help people write books, but there's another part of me that hasn't been showing up that often, and that is I talk a lot about relationships in my private life, and I write about relationships. And yet, when I haven't been doing, I really hadn't put it out there, my true thoughts about relationships and some aspects of relationships until this week I did some videos. And it was very interesting because I actually started to get some comments on my channel, on my page on YouTube.
Excellent.
And I had not gotten any comments before, so that means people weren't really, you know, it was sort of like, oh, the kids, oh, it's all right. It's something, but it wasn't. So I really love this topic because I want people to hear more about what it means for them to be more visible, because it's not just doing more. And you finished the sentence. It's about doing. It's about being. So what would you say? Because it's, for me, I see it clearly. It's not about posting more to Facebook, doing more videos of the same lukewarm, sort of middle-of-the-world kind of videos where I'm playing it safe.
It's about, for me anyway, and for the people around me, it's about being consistent. It's about being focused. And it's tapping into the part of you that says, I can't not do this, and treading that path. So there is a consistency, there is a focus, and I feel like you need both. You can't say, well, I'm going to focus for now, or then I'm just going to be a bit more consistent later. You know, one of the things I hear so many people say, and, you know, kudos to you for stepping into the video challenge game, you know, because so many people had the opportunity to do that when you did. So many people said no. They said, no, I can't do it. I don't have time. It took very little time. You know, and a handful of people said yes. And those people, by saying yes to what they could do, said yes to any possibility that was opening up. And what they decided to do was to focus and do something consistently, which is the thing that makes the biggest difference. So I would say a lack of focus and inconsistency are things that can make people very, very invisible, and within a short time can make the biggest difference.
Yes, because I was on the call. I mean, it's been a number of years, but this statement has stuck with me. And this coach, a financial coach, says She said, consistency makes us money.
Mm.
And it just stuck with me. It's like, consistency makes us money. And without it, and when I hear, because, you know, the thing about it, for a moment there when I heard you say consistency, at first I was thinking you were talking about consistency in your message, which you may still be talking about that. But then I also hear consistency as in showing up. Don't start something and then you disappear. And you don't come back for another week. And then you post another blog. And that's one reason why I've made a commitment to release a blog once a week, every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. And I'll tell you, that makes me feel more like a professional anyway. And it makes me feel like I'm honoring myself in this game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that, so consistency and focus. Say a little bit more about focus.
Well, I tell you what I'll do, Deborah. If I just quickly, because for some people that might not have joined us before, this to them might be a bit kind of out of context. So if that's okay, just before I kind of go on to that piece, I want to talk about where this fits overall in terms of being visible, because there's five very, very specific things to do to continue being visible. And then obviously for the purposes of this show, we've broken it down into three main areas. And that's one area. And within those three areas, I also want to just go in and just give some really great stuff that people can do straight away that can start to make a difference for them. The thing I would say is don't go and do all of it, because it will be overwhelming. But there will be things that we talk about in the course of this show that will really resonate with people. They'll feel like they want to do more of it, and they'll see the possibilities for themselves. So what we'll do is I'll go through all of them anyway, and I'd invite you, your listeners, myself as well, because you never get to a point where you stop, to just pick the ones that resonate and start to take action on them. Would that be okay to do that?
That would be excellent.
Okay, lovely. So the first thing that I want to share really is I found myself, you know, I worked for quite big companies over here in the UK for many years. I was a training manager, quite a senior training manager. And these five areas are things that I actually discovered. You know, there were many things that I did to break the mold, many things that on paper I shouldn't have done, yet I did. So this is pen and paper time. Grab whatever you've got next to you, even if it's in the back of an envelope or something. The five key areas in terms of being visible to really focus in, and this is even before you develop your website or get your business cards, are number one, visibility itself. How do you want to be visible? How do you want to be remembered? How do you want to be known? Are you a person that's really great at just one area? So maybe you're better as an author. You write or you blog, and that's your zone of genius, okay? It could be that you are a speaker and you feel that you convey yourself better through speaking, so you want to speak live on bigger stages. It could be that you are better off, you know, interacting with people. Maybe you love networking, so you like to go and meet people in the flesh, as I like to say. Or it could be that you prefer to do your stuff online because, you know, this is a busy world. Maybe you're a mother. Maybe, you know, you want to be able to serve more people in the world without having to run around the world literally all the time. Now, something that I've noticed about the people that I seem to attract and the people that seem to come onto my campus, which my product, or one of my products, is known as the Visibility Vibe System. So anybody that's ever had any kind of touch to me is known as a Viber, as Deborah will probably remember for the video Viber piece. And one of the things I notice about my Vibers, which I absolutely adore, is that very rarely does one of them say, well, I'm great at speaking, that's all I do. What I love about the Vibers are that they do lots of things. So if when I've just gone through those different ways to stand out and be visible, you said, no, but I love to write and I love to speak and I love this, then you're definitely listening to the right show and you're definitely in the right place. So the first area, as I say, is to be visible. Choose where to stand out first. Is it online, offline, speaking, writing? I'm not saying choose one thing and just do that one thing. I'm saying choose the one thing that you know you're comfortable with, you're great at, and do that first, because there's a certain way to kind of exercise that muscle in something that you love doing. So do that first. So the first part is really getting visible, really standing out and knowing where to stand out or how you stand out best. The second part of really getting visible is making a credible impact. And as I say, this is about making a really great impression and making a positive impact with the people or person or in the way that you are. And this is about knowing how to make the kind of impact that has you seen as the person to go to. It could be that you're seen as the expert. It could be that you're seen as, you know, the person to follow in that piece. But how do you do that? So it's about making that impact, and there's lots of ways to do that. And for those of you that are feeling a little radio show shy, as I'm going through this, if you're thinking, but how would I do it, that's the time for you to phone up, press 1, and ask the question. You know, I'm happy to treat you as if I'm speaking to one of my clients and give you the fullest answer I can to help you specifically in your business. So that's the second part about making an impact. The third part, I like to refer to as the biography. This is where people ask us what we do, and there's that moment for many of us, which is how I found this kind of piece, is where we go to respond and it's almost like we catch our breath. It's the most simplest question to ask and sometimes the most difficult to answer, especially when you have your own business. That what do you do question becomes a whole heap of pressure for some people in thinking about, well, how do I articulate what I do? How do I say it so they get it? What if I say it and they don't like me or they don't want to buy from me? So the third key part is being able to describe what you do and being able to speak about the services you provide, the book you've written, the products you sell in a way that they get, that they understand, and you feel comfortable with. Okay. The fourth part is around the energy. And there's two levels of this. So one layer is good old-fashioned burnout. I see so many people, especially business people, that wear the hats of a salesman, a marketeer, you know, and they promote their business, that they're the accountant, they do everything. And sometimes, because they try to do everything all in one go, it can be really energy draining. You know, for some of my clients, you know, they're mothers and they're running a family, you know, they're married or, you know, they have a partner or they're traveling. So the fourth part is around managing what to do when there are all these different social media channels, when there's so many different ways you can get out there, and doing it in a way that doesn't feel overwhelming. It feels really kind of in flow, you feel like you're in the zone, and it feels manageable. It doesn't feel like a chore. The other side of it, I like to talk about the energy. It's like the on scene, and this is going to sound strange, but I know that you'll get this. You know where sometimes you walk into a room and something's gone on, maybe there's been an argument or something, but as you walk into that room, nobody's saying anything anymore, but you feel it. It's the vibe that's coming out. So how are you when you're out there telling people about your stuff? What's your vibe like? Do you even know who you are? Do you even know what your vibe is? Do you know how people are describing you after you've left the room? Do you know how to utilize that so it works for what you're doing and what you're sharing? So the fourth part of that energy is not just about doing too much and burning out or not doing too much so that you can manage it. It's also about your vibe and knowing who you are. And it's one of the easiest questions for me to ask and sometimes the hardest one to answer of that, you know, who are you? People often associate themselves with their, you know, their profession. So they'll say, oh, I'm a lawyer or I'm an accountant or I'm an author. But who is that author? Is that author the fun-loving woman who likes to go and meet with friends and spend time with her family? And, you know, also they love to write. Sometimes they wish they had blue hair but think that the world might not accept them if they had blue hair, you know. So who is that person? And this is a really, really important part because sometimes it's hard to get out there, it's hard to be visible if you don't know what part of yourself to show to the world or if you're trying to hide a certain element of yourself to the world. So that fourth part of the energy of it is really important. And finally is how you kind of have a framework and structure how you speak, whether you're sharing something on video, whether you're sharing something from a stage, large or small. You know, if you're networking, what kind of conversations are you having? How are you cultivating those conversations so they're not just nice conversations to have, but you're really able to help people at the highest level and really able to serve them at the highest level? And something else that has been coming up quite a lot for people that I've noticed over the last couple of years is that often people struggle with the telephone. I've lost count of how many people I've spoken to that almost seem to have a phone phobia. So given that they have a business, either their own or they're working in someone else's business, and they've got to get on the phone and have these conversations and speak about what they do, and all of a sudden they find that they freeze and they don't know what to say, or they go to shoot a video and they're not sure what to say. Well, maybe they're confident with video, confident with networking, confident with speaking, but what they're saying just doesn't seem to work. They seem to be speaking and talking and communicating with people, but nothing's coming back. So this last piece is around looking at how you share and is really closely connected with the vibe of what you're putting out there. So just to recap, five areas. Number one, visibility. Number two, the impact or the impression you make. Number three, how you're speaking about what you do, how you share what you do, kind of biographically. Number four, the energy of that, so avoiding the overwhelm and being able to do it as you, not as your mentor or coach or family member, but as you. And number five is how you speak about what you do, whether you're speaking to promote what you do, live or online or, you know, while you're networking. And it's about putting together the frameworks so that you have the search, you know, the pathway to know how to get from A to B in a way that feels really comfortable for you. So that's the kind of the overall piece of visibility. Hopefully I haven't lost anybody yet. How's that so far, Deborah?
It's excellent. So there are many questions that are coming up for me, but I'm really going to let me just do like a commercial break or something right now for folks. If you're listening online and you want to add your voice to this wonderful interview and you want to ask a question of Jenny, then you can call 718-766-4468. And if you are listening and you've already called in, then press 1 if you have a question. Jenny is here this evening to answer your questions. So if you have a question, press 1, because this is an opportunity for you to get your questions answered. I can tell you that I'm learning some things about visibility, and I've talked to Jenny, I've worked with Jenny, And it's so much to take in because when she talked about the your impact or impression and talking about your biography, it seems to me that the word that keeps coming up for me is practice. In other words, the more we do something, the better we get at doing it. If we start out right, sometimes we want to do something well before we've done it enough. We haven't really put in the time. And I noticed that when I did the 12-day video challenge with Jenny, I know it's video challenge game. the more I did it, the more I wanted to do it. And I'm still getting comfortable in front of a camera, but I'm not nearly as intimidated because she gave away just so many tips. It was just brimming with tips and information for 12 days. And I feel like, though, what helped me was just doing it, just really actually doing it. One thing I want to ask you, Jenny, is this, and then we're going to take a short break and a little interlude, music interlude, and I'd like for you to get your questions ready, and we'll come back, and then you can ask your questions. And you talked about comfort, doing what's comfortable to you, and I find that interesting because so many people that give us information and tell people what they ought to be doing. They talk about getting out of your comfort zone. You talk about being comfortable.
Well, here's the thing. You know, after the break, I'll share the three main ways that sometimes people become invisible and how to get visible. And I think sometimes we put so much pressure on ourselves to get everything perfect, to get everything right. And, you know, I myself have worked with coaches and mentors and will continue to do that. And one of the things that I learned very quickly is that sometimes in our bid to be very, really perfect and get things done properly, quote unquote, or do things really well, we almost waste time getting out there, getting our message out there. And when that happens, what we do is, because we're not getting our work out into the world, then we're becoming more invisible. As a side note to that, what then happens is that we feel like we should be doing something really big, making a big grand gesture and stepping out of our comfort zone. Well, I'm a fan of helping people to come out of their comfort zone because that's where the stretch happens, that's where the magic happens. But you know what? When you are getting your stuff out there in the world and you're feeling vulnerable, why not start with something that you feel is easy for you to do? Once you start doing that and putting certain practices in place, then you can start to add the pieces that are stretching you out of your comfort zone. So that's the piece.
Your approach is really cool because, once again, when I did the video challenge, I felt like, okay, you can do this. And, you know, one might think that being on camera, for some people, I guess it's like Oprah. I remember her saying that it's the most natural thing in the world for her to be in front of a camera. It's like her whole life. I remember her saying this years ago. And because it stuck with me, I'm sure, because it wasn't the most natural thing for me. But I think your approach is so doable because one thing you demonstrated when you did your tips and you did the videos and you posted them to the page, and what you demonstrated was you don't have to be perfect to be effective. Everything doesn't have to be all shiny and pretty and perfect for people to connect with you and want to work with you. And that was a huge thing for me because I have done, in fact, a few articles and a couple of speeches about done is better than perfect.
Mm-mm.
But because I'm a recovering perfectionist, sometimes I have forgotten that still. And so for you to demonstrate that and to talk about that, and I remember watching one of your videos, and you said something, you were interviewing, you were with someone else, and they said something, and I remember you saying, but I don't want people to think that you have to be perfect to move forward. And that is invaluable to people because we live in a culture, and if you're on Facebook and you're on some of these other social media sites, some people's stuff looks so well put together, it's so glistening, it's so nice, it's so tight, and you think, well, my stuff, I can hardly put this out there. I don't have that nice website. I don't have that nice banner, Facebook banner. I don't have that nice intro song. And then you realize, working with someone like Jenny Kovacs, by the way, I want to tell you her name in case you just joined the show. Then you work with Jenny Kovacs and you realize, wait a minute, this woman, she's being effective. Her stuff, she's just being natural, real. Sometimes I see you where you got your makeup on, other times you don't have your makeup on. But guess what? I'm always listening to what you got to say because it's important stuff. It's good stuff. I'm not looking saying, but doggone, she should have some lipstick on. Why is she on camera without lipstick? Oh, my goodness. What is that behind her? I'm not doing that because I'm there trying to get what you got to give. So I think that is, to me, that's extraordinary because I know I've been stopped by this desire to be perfect, and I know that I'm not alone. So as we take a little short interlude, when we come back, here's how we're going to operate. We're going to, I want you to press 1 if you have a question. Preferably, I mean, even if it's a comment. So I don't want to exclude comments. But I really want you to ask questions of Jenny because she's really, this is her specialty. And she does it quite well. And she's going to then share, you said you're going to share 3 ways that we tend to be invisible and how to fix that. And I can't wait to hear that.
Absolutely. And, so get ready, get more pen and paper, and ask your questions.
Get your pen and paper, and then also she's going to share how to connect with her. Okay, so here we go, and please get your questions ready. Here's I keep saying the word opportunity because what I know, I've done it myself, is that you have this opportunity to ask someone a question or even just make a comment because to put your voice in the conversation is important to your growth. And if you are feeling a little bit shy, and I know you can't have – if you have a business of any kind, or even if you're just breathing because you may be working a job, then this is invaluable information for you. So I just want you to stretch yourself. And go ahead, you know, jump on out here and say what you got to say. And that you can do when we return.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised, your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Careful with your ego, he's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here.
Alicia Keys, a brand new me. Yes, yes. You know, being a brand new person is all about peeling back, just peeling back, unmasking, taking off the mask, being more visible. You're listening to She Struts Radio. I'm delighted that you're here. I'm your host, Deborah M. Ricks. I have the amazing Jenny Kovacs, who is calling in from the UK. It's quite late there, but she is just a generous woman. She's always sharing her wisdom, her expertise, and she does it with such, I'm lost for words, and love, I guess. I'm going to just say that. She does it with love and non-judgment, and she had the opportunity to meet her. I connected with her via Facebook, and she's been on the show before. She's back to offer you some ways to be more visible in your business, to grow your business, because what I know for sure is that being visible, it takes a bit of courage to be visible, and sometimes you need some support. You need that person who's saying, you got this, you can do this. And if you weren't on the show, if you weren't listening earlier, Jenny talked about some ways that we are invisible, and she's going to really share some more ways or a recap. And so listen in, because sometimes I thought being more visible at one point meant showing up more consistently. But I've come to learn through my own experience is that it's really about showing up consistently, authentically, and showing up as who you are. But, Jenny, you also talked about how you can tell somebody what you do, and then they kind of just, like, show no interest. And what I've been hearing some people say, and I get this, and I'm hearing more and more people say this, coaches people who train, and that is, well, you're sounding like everybody else. You don't distinguish yourself. You sound like the other book coach. What makes you unique? What makes you special? Why should someone work with you versus that other book coach or that other trainer, that other speaker? Why should they hire you? And so is that a part of being visible as well?
Absolutely. So part of what I was saying in the first segment around your energy, who you are, your vibe, and where you come from, it's really important to know that. And a lot of the time we know it, we just bury it. So because we bury it so deep, it's almost like we forget who we are. And, you know, you can have 10 book coaches that are standing in a row, and each of them, although they might on the outside look like they do the same thing, they all have different personalities, different traits, different ways. They have different stories, you know, different ways of how they got to where they're going to. And then the other thing that happens quite often is people will define themselves by who they are. And I've got a quick kind of exercise just to let people, if you're the sort of person that when somebody asks you what you do and you're the sort of person that has that internal panic and you end up saying something and then afterwards you wish that you hadn't rambled about it, that you had said it in a clearer way or done it better, then this will really be for you. Quite a lot of the time, the reason why we are invisible, the reason why we don't share as much is because we make ourselves generic, we make ourselves vanilla almost. So even the act of answering the what do you do question by saying, you know, I'm a lawyer a coach or, you know, I'm a kind of a job title, is another way in which we sometimes hide who we really are. Now, this one is slightly different because we hide who we are because no one's taught us how to stand out in that way. It's not something you learn at school. So if I may, here's just a little something that will help if you feel stuck when people ask you what to do. You break it down into three areas. So first of all, think about the types of people you help. Think about when you're helping those people, where they're stuck, what's going on for them when they first come to you. And then finally, what they can expect once they've done that work with you. It doesn't have to be all of your work. It can just be the first thing. So, you know, Deborah very beautifully has expressed about the video game, the challenge, you know. And, you know, sometimes people don't, you know, they have a certain expectation. If I can do video, I can get out there. Now, the video is a very small piece, a thin slice of the overall picture of what I do, but it's still effective. So there will be things that you do. If you are, let's give the example, if you're describing yourself as a book coach, there'll be something different that you do as that book coach. There'll be a number of different pieces that you do, and if you pull out one piece and just focus or, you know, share that with somebody, then that makes them ready for the next piece with you. So if you look at the people that you want to work with, where they're stuck, and the results that you get for them, I want you to write these words down and literally just draw a line underneath. So I show, and then there's a blank, so a line underneath. And in that first line, it's the sorts of people that you work with. Now, I know that the types of people I work with, whilst there's a part of me saying I can work with anybody or everybody, I would ask you to question that. Those everybodies or anybodies that you can work with, what about those people that you, they ask you a question, they give advice, and when you give the advice back or the coaching back, they refuse to take it. They'll argue with you. They'll tell you you're wrong. They won't go and do the thing you're advising them to do. What about those people, for those of you in business, who I actually refer to them, and this sounds quite derogatory, and I don't mean it in this way, but those heart sink clients. You know, you've got some clients in the diary. You look in your diary, and you see that you're speaking to this person next, and your heart sinks. That's normally a sign that you're not in full alignment with that person. It's not that they're wrong. It's not that you're right, they're wrong, or anything like that. It's a sign that they're not a person in flow for you. They're not a person that's in alignment. So when you start to say that you can work with everybody or anybody, do you want to work with the heart sink people? You know, do you want to work with people that argue back? Do you want to work with people that don't value what you do, so therefore don't pay you on time or try to barter with you and try and get you to, you know, squeeze the orange and try to, you know, get you to sell your products in a cheaper way? So I know in my business that I work with outstanding people, and sometimes those people don't think they're outstanding. So for the first sentence, I show, and then the line, what kinds of people are they? So for the purposes of this exercise, I show outstanding people. Okay, so the people I work with are really outstanding. Some people will resonate with that. Other people will aspire to be an outstanding person. And some people will just reject it and say, no, that's not me. For those people that reject what you do, that's fine. They'll find somebody that fits with them. For those people that understand and feel like an outstanding person, they'll gravitate towards you. And for those people that are magnetized to an outstanding person, you'll be like a magnet attracting them to you, because they'll be saying to themselves, I'm not quite there yet, but that's where I want to be. So you're the person that I want to do that with. Okay, does that make sense? Because there's a lot of information in that short piece. But, you know, I show and get clear on the types of people that you really want to work with. Don't say, oh, well, just the people that pay me, because there are people that pay you and they will act in some crazy-making ways that will make you not want to take any money from them, you know, or to work with them or to transact with them. So I show and in the blank the types of people, and I invite you, if you're stuck or you're thinking I can't differentiate between everybody, then that's another reason to call, press 1, and ask the question, and let's work through it with you and get that out. So I help, and what types of people do you help? The second piece is I help people who, now, where are they at the moment? Because quite often, especially the coaching community, we're kind of seeing the glass half full, the positive side of things. If something hurts, we'll throw an affirmation at it. And sometimes we forget that when somebody is in a place where they're stuck or they're hurting or it's painful, that the person that comes along to them and says, don't worry, everything's going to be great, come on, be great, affirm your way out of it, that will get you a punch on the nose from them. They're not ready. They want to move out of that space, but they're not ready to hear about those benefits. So the types of, you've got the types of people there who, what is their desire? What's keeping them up at night? So for you, Deborah, these people aren't being kept up at night because they want to write a book. They're being kept up at night because they know that they really need to share this message. They need to write it, but they don't know how to, which brings up stuff for them. You know, I'm not a writer. I maybe didn't have a good education. So, you know, or why would people listen to me? I'm worried that if I write this book and get this content out there, people might judge me. My family might disown me. People might not like what I've got to say. It's that that's keeping them up at night. So who, you know, where are they? What's hurting them? Where are they stuck? Where are they not feeling confident? And another thing to remember here is that the most confident people can feel underconfident in a small area. So I've met the most confident speakers, you know, I've met the most confident business owners. You know, I've got a client that turns over $250,000, yet he doesn't feel confident with being able to get out there on video. He feels too exposed, you know, but knows that that's a way that he wants to reach more people. So have a look at where a person is stuck. Now, in what I do, people tend to be stuck because they want to make a difference, and they might want to stand out, but they might be introverted. You know, they might think that being visible and standing out is about, you know, being in front of big rooms of people, and they might not want that. They might prefer to work online. They might think that being visible is about being online, and they don't want that. They want to go and mix with people. So what are the things that are worrying them? So the next piece, so the first piece was the people that you help. The next piece is where they're stuck, what's keeping them up at night. And keep asking yourself, you know, oh, well, for example, I'll use you again, Deborah. Well, they want to write a book. Yeah, but what's going on for them? They don't know how. Yes, but what's going on for them? And really dig deep as to what is underneath the surface, underneath the skin of that. Does that make sense?
Sure. Yeah, you're looking to see where the pain is.
Yeah.
And I know for me, I was moving, and I was looking at two movers. And the one mover, I was telling him I had some concerns about him moving my furniture, that I had some glass cabinets, I had some glass tables, and I was trying to get him to reassure me that it was snow on the ground, it was icy. I was trying to get him to reassure me that those things would be taken care of, and he never did.
Mm.
So I reached out to another person, had got a referral. The first thing he did was he reassured me. He said, what are your concerns? And I immediately knew that he would be the one that I would have with me. Because he, I was near tears because I needed for someone to get what my pain was, what I needed, and he immediately went there. And I thanked him. I told him, I said, you know what? I really needed to hear that. He said, what are your concerns? The other person, I was telling him my concerns, but yet he never said anything that would make me feel like he got me and that he was going to take care of me. And so I know exactly what you're talking about. And so it doesn't matter what your business is. And my tax person, she's the same way. She just takes care of, she knows what your worries are, and she puts you at ease. And so we all have pain whenever we're trying to move through something and we're reaching out to someone or we desire to move forward, but we don't know how. Is nothing better than having someone come along who they seem to really know exactly what your pain is. And they go to reassure you that you can do this. I got you. You did that with the video game. You were like, you just, the way you delivered your tip, the way you came on the video showing us, it was like, you just knew, like, y'all can do this, and you're doing a great job, and here's some more stuff, and do that, and do this, and I get that. So there's a third piece, and let me see if anybody has a question. Press 1 if you have a question with Jenny. Press 1, and I would love to cue you in. Press 1 and ask Jenny Kovacs a question of anything about visibility. And when you share that, I have plenty of questions. I was just wondering, what's the connection between being vulnerable and being visible? You see a connection there?
Absolutely. Somewhere along the lines, and especially for those of us that have had kind of professions that are well known where we're told we have to act in a certain way, somewhere along the line, we've learned that in order to be visible, we need to talk about successes only, you know, our big wins only, our big money goals only, the things that are going well only, you know, when we're in a publication or on a show only. And what happens is when your person is in pain, because remember that they're in pain, not being able to sleep at night, they see that success, they hear all of that, and they feel like it's something that they want, but they feel like it's so far away from them, it's such a big step, it's too big a step. When we share our vulnerabilities lets our audience know that they are dealing with somebody that can not only embrace the credibility, but can also embrace and learn and share from the places that they felt really vulnerable. And what it really does is it tells people, you know, I'm exactly like you. I've been there. So, you know, quite often, a real example, part of my visibility journey was working in financial services, you know, in the United Kingdom, and standing out in a way because it wasn't something that a woman with my education or my colour would do. But rather than making that into a big issue or a big story, I chose to embrace that and just do it anyway. I was, you know, more of myself, so I was remembered, and then... I remember I made the transition from being an employee to starting my business in 2010. And one of the things that happened was I'd been an incredible salesperson. You know, I actually totaled this up the other day. I've worked in customer services and had some element of customer services for over 29 years. I've worked in sales for over 25 years. You know, I've worked in communication for over 25 years, and I've been in an element of training for over 25 years. So all of these things that come together to, you know, to perform this kind of juicy visibility stuff. But quite often, when we go to do something different, as I did, I started my business. I had no business cards, no website for the first 9 months of my business. So when people asked me what I did, I had to talk about it. I had to share it. And I felt that I had to shout about all the great things I'd done, you know, being a £1 million seller at Thomas Cook's, or, you know, being able to work in a company where the sales figures kind of went through the roof and went up by 400% and all that kind of thing. And that's great. It shows people that you know what you can do and you can achieve results. But the pieces that really resonated with people were when I said, despite having this, you know, all these years in sales and working closely with marketing teams, when I first had to tell somebody about my business, I didn't actually know what to say. When I first was asked by somebody, how much do you charge? It was like my mouth dried up and I couldn't speak. And then there were the times when, as a result of that, it meant that I didn't have any business in. It meant that I didn't have any clients. And it meant that I felt down on myself because I felt like I was doing a job which I wasn't supposed to do. It meant that my self-worth went down, my confidence went down. And when you talk about things like that, it's the human side of a brand. It's the human side of a person. People are more likely to connect with the vulnerabilities of that than they are with the, oh, well, I just made, you know, six figures, or I've just done this thing and I'll close this big deal, because it shows them that if you've done it, then I can do it too, you know? So that's where vulnerability is so important. And sometimes people kind of, if you imagine you're driving a car and you're going at certain miles an hour, people can push the accelerator or the gas so much that they go over the top. So I've heard people talk about vulnerability and talk about vulnerable areas in their life as a marketing tool. And you feel it and you smell it and it's off, because they've either exaggerated or fabricated a story to make it sound like they're vulnerable when in fact they haven't been. And this is really important. So don't invent vulnerabilities. You know, a mentor of mine, Lisa Sasevich, always used to talk about, you know, you don't have to be a man in a van living down by the river, you know. Sometimes your story is that you work too much and you burnt out. Sometimes your story is that you were working in a job you loved and you were laid off or told not to come back, you know. Or sometimes your story is that you had this successful life on the outside, but on the inside you were struggling, you were stressed, you know. And for some of my clients, you know, they've had physical things where their hair's been falling out, their skin's been breaking out. There's a story to share, and we all have many stories that will really empower people. So by being vulnerable, you're actually empowering somebody to really show up in the world as themselves.
So can you be too vulnerable?
I don't believe, personally, and some of the things you're going to hear me say, you're not going to hear other people say, I don't feel that you can be too vulnerable. I feel that sometimes people can overuse their vulnerability because they think it's going to get them something, or they think it's going to get them clients or sympathy or something. So I don't believe you can be too vulnerable. So, for example, if you've got a really vulnerable story to share and you're still in that story and you're not sure what the lesson is, for some people that is not a time to be vulnerable and share that vulnerable story because they're still processing how, you know, how to deal with that. The other thing that I would say is that I don't think somebody can be too vulnerable, but sometimes they can choose to share that vulnerability in a space that isn't going to serve. So, you know, I've had lots of numerous different things that I could share in terms of vulnerability, and the reason I might not share some of those tonight, for example, is, A, we've only got 90 minutes, and hey, you know, there's only so much we can do in the course of the show. But the other thing is that me talking about a vulnerable area of my life that isn't relevant to this just feels weird. It doesn't teach anybody anything. So I can either share vulnerability for vulnerability's sake, or I can share vulnerabilities that will really connect with people and let them know that they matter. And I choose to do that because my vibe is that I come from a place of serving them and showing up for them rather than it all being about me. Does that make sense?
Got it. It makes sense. Yes. Yes, indeed. So we have about 20 more minutes. Press 1 if you have a question or comment about being more visible in your business or being more visible in your work, just being more visible. And some of you may know that I created a group on Facebook called Unmasking, Taking Off the Mask, because I think that it's scary for most people. And I'll tell you, the reason I asked Jenny the question about can you be too vulnerable is because I've had two incidents recently where I felt like I was sharing things and and I felt like after it was all said and done that maybe I should have kept my mouth shut. And it wasn't really about getting any business or anything, but it felt like, when you do share, you really don't know what's going to come back at you. You don't know what's at the other end of that sharing, and so you really just have to take it and keep moving. And even if you get upset, because I claim my humanity, and I know that I can get upset about things still. And then after I feel what I feel, I let it go and move on. But being vulnerable, being transparent, sharing your story, letting people see your tender parts, all of that kind of stuff can be quite scary. And a lot of people, that's why a lot of people are silent, won't share the things that they know that a lot of people just don't share. There are things that people do not share. But I do know that there is value in doing it. And even if the other people can't appreciate it at the moment, you can do it. You still need to do it for you. To me, it's like this is a journey to me of unfoldment, and I don't want to go to my grave or the vase that I'd like to be in. I don't want to be in the grave. But anyway, so I don't want to go to my grave, and I just didn't let the world know Deborah. I want to know Deborah, and I want the world to see me, who I am, and let the chips fall where they may. So if you have a question or comment, press 1. Would love to, she really is. I know you're getting a lot out of this. I know I am. So, Jenny, why don't you give out your information at this juncture? Let people know how they can connect with you.
Okay, so, if you want to make sure that I practice what I preach, by all means, Google me, Jenny Kovacs, or even Jenny Queen of Being Seen, and I will show up. I'm on Facebook. So if you're on Facebook, do connect with me on my public page, which is facebook.com/visibilityvibe for the Queen of Being Seen page. Or for my speaker coach page, it's Jenny Kovacs. It's facebook.com. You can tell it's nearly 1 o'clock in the morning, can't you? It's facebook.com/ Jenny Make It Happen, and that will get you to my other Facebook page. The reason I'm doing this, of course, is I'm transitioning my website to jennykovacs.com, but if you go to jennykovacs.com, you won't see anything there yet. I'm also on Twitter. You'll find me as my handle is at Gift Wish, which is G for Golf, I for India, F for Foxtrot, T for Tango, W, I, S for Sierra, H for Hotel, L, T, D, which is limited, so Lima, Tango, Delta. So Gift Wish, L, T, D, you'll find me on Twitter there. And the reason that I give you those is because they're kind of interactive channels. They're ways that we can speak. Of course, my website is gift-wish.co.uk. So if you are absorbing this information and thinking, you know what, I just need a plan, I don't know where to start, on my website you'll see that you can click to book a call with me. There's a scheduler on there. Click and have a look at times that are suitable for you as well. And we'll get on a 45-minute call and we'll speak and find out what your best next step is. And, you know, sometimes the best next step is to go off and read this book or, you know, go and look at this person's work or anything else like that. One of the things, Deborah, that I obviously want to share because it's the theme of the show are these three ways to start getting visible now. And while we're waiting for calls, you know, do stop me if you've got calls coming in or questions coming in. The three main ways to get visible right now and some practical tips that you can start to just go and do straight away, which will make a difference. Okay. Is it okay for me to share those three?
Please do.
So, and these, again, are going to sound a little bit like, oh, okay, I wasn't expecting that. So the first way to get out there and get visible is to make it easy for people to share what you do. I call it sort of don't be so hard on yourself. Now, in fact, let me give you the three headlines and then we'll go deeper in each. So make it easy for people to share what you do. The second thing is stop thinking that people are or are not your ideal clients or prospects or customers and editing what you say because of it. Everybody that you speak to is ideal, whether it's them that you could work with or somebody that they know. So, you know, stop thinking that people aren't your ideal client or customer or prospect, so I'm not going to tell them. And the third thing, which we touched on right at the beginning, sometimes we have a lack of focus or consistency. So being focused and being consistent really, really helps in terms of being visible. And this is why it's important to start with something you enjoy doing. Because if you start by trying to jump straight out of your comfort zone, often you'll procrastinate, you'll put yourself off, and you won't do the thing that you want to do. So make it easy for yourself, you know, or make it easy for yourself and for others to share the work that you do. You know, start thinking about everybody as being somebody that can lift your product, your service higher, and I'll talk about things not to do in there as well as things to do. And, you know, start to look at where you want your focus to be. It does really start with making a decision. It is as simple as that. You decide that you want to be more visible. You might decide that you want to obtain a monetary goal in your business. It's important. It's how you pay your rent or your mortgage and how you feed your kids and yourself. So make that decision, and once you make that decision, it's like keep your eye on that prize, you know, keep your eye on that destination. How you get there isn't something to concern yourself with or to worry about right now, but if you know that you want to make an incredible difference to the world, starting from now, starting from this moment, then that's what you focus on. How you get there is completely up to you. When you make that decision, the focus becomes easier, the opportunities show up because you've made the decision and you know where you want to go to. And this is when opportunities start to spring up, and opportunities and lots of possibilities start to open up. Things that you've never thought about before start to open up because you've taken away the decision-making piece. You've been decisive and you've gone straight forward. So having a focus and consistency helps. So straight out of the chute, when we talk about consistency, you know, Deborah made a really gorgeous point about every week being able to share a blog. If that feels too overwhelming for you right now, maybe you have health challenges, you've got too much on your plate, then even if it's once a month, that's something that's consistent. Okay? So having that consistency really helps. Really, really helps. So make it easy for people to share what you do. I'm going to speak to Facebook specifically now because this is something that I see all the time, and this is something that's so easy to be shared. On Facebook, you have your personal profile, and if you are running a business, you should have a business page or a public profile. So one of the things that's in Facebook's terms and conditions are about kind of running your business from your private, you know, profile page. So if that's you, don't do it. I'm not saying don't do it because Facebook tell you not to, which they do, but don't do it because if you are serious about running a business and serious about helping people and serious about growing your business, it may be to 6 or 7 figures, you know, having, you know, little posts and stuff on your page isn't really a way to reach the widest of audiences and doesn't show the world that you're serious about them. Never mind your business, it doesn't show that you're not serious about them. So one of the things I see people do on their private profile on Facebook, that's the one that you would have opened Facebook with, the one that you share with friends and family, are they don't have a photo of themselves, or at least they don't have a photo of themselves that allows people to recognize them when they meet them in a room. They'll have a photo of them and their dog, their cat, their children, a group of friends, you know, and when somebody looks at that photo, sometimes it's hard for them to know, you know, who the person is they're dealing with. So that's one way to make a really great impact and leave a good impression. But here's the next thing that I see most often. When you have a business page or a public profile on Facebook, and Facebook in your, you know, your other page, it'll ask you where you work, what job you do. Even if you decided that you're going to start your business tomorrow and you're creating that page, that's the job you do. So where it asks you for employment details, why, oh, why put something like the School of Life or self-employed? Because with Facebook on your private profile, and often the first people that really you know, lift you up and encourage you with what you do are your friends and family. Now, if they don't know what you do, how on earth can they tell other people what you do? So one of the things that I recommend
you do...
So what
should go there?
I'm sorry?
So where, like in that space, what should go there?
So that's what I'm about to say. So if you've got...
Okay.
So let's use an example, Deborah. You've got the She Struts radio page. So rather than... having something else there, if you type into employment, go in and edit your profile and type in She Struts, it will come up as the page. When you click on that, it puts in a hyperlink. So when people are looking at your page and what you do and where you work, they'll see She Struts or whichever page. You can add a couple of pages. It means that they click on it and they go straight through to your page, and then they can see that, yes, you have a business, but, it, you know, more specifically, exactly what it is. They can see that there.
Yeah, I got to tell
this,
you, I tried to do that, and I'm gonna try it again, and it seems so clear to you. You seem to be really techie from what I can see, and so I remember when you talked about this before, and I tried to, and I could not figure out how to do whatever you were talking about. But anyway, somebody else who's listening, maybe they know exactly what you're talking about.
So when you go onto your private profile, and I'm happy to, I'll make a little mini masterclass video to show people this because it's really important. So on your profile, your personal profile on Facebook, you go in and you edit it, and it will ask you questions about yourself, you know, your name, phone number, where you're employed, where you work, and it's there that you need to put that in. It will take time to kind of talk through it now. So I'd rather give you all the tips, and then that way we can, you know, kind of go through those on and see those videos. So that's the first thing. But the problem is that if you don't have that there and you have School of Life or self-employed, when somebody clicks on it, it just shows a grey page. And that makes it really hard for people to share what you do. Okay?
Got it. So, I think I'm getting it somewhat, but I still want that class. Go ahead.
So the other thing is providing people with what to say. You know what you're passionate about, what's great about your business. You know the specifics of how you can help them. So whether you're a speaker, you know, whether you're going to be a guest on the show, show or a teleseminar or summit, have something written. Don't wait until the last moment. Have something written that you can send over to someone, even if you cut and paste it in a message or on email. You can send it to them so that they can, and write it in the third person. Jenny does this, this, and this. So all they have to do is cut and paste it to share with their people. Okay? Quite often, we presume that, like, I've heard so many people say things like, oh, well, if you go over to my website, you'll see a bit about what I do. If you're the person that wants to promote somebody else's work or share it, why should you have to be the person to go and read someone's website? It takes time. Try and work out what they do and position them as the expert. As you're the expert of your own life, your own business, you give them something that they can share. Now, sometimes people say, oh, I don't know what to put in there or don't know what to do. This is a time to work with a coach. It doesn't have to be me, but this is a time to really work with somebody who gets this. And when I talked about being able to biographically talk about what you do, if you're a speaker, you're going to need a biography that you can send to people.
So I'm going to have to enter. We are right up on the show ending, and I don't want the woman to come on and tell us before. I don't think anyone is – nobody's asking any questions, but they are listening, and that's a good thing. And so, Jenny, we've been talking to Jenny Kovacs. She lives in the U.K., and she's the visibility specialist, and she really knows her stuff. And so if you type her name in on Facebook and even Google, she comes right up. So if you didn't get the website, if you didn't, Jenny Kovacs with an S. And guess what? She is everywhere on social media. Connect with her if you want to get more visible in your business or if you're on a job and you want to get promoted. And so I wanted to tell you that next week we have another great guest and another great show. And her name is Pernita Farah. Always mispronounce it. I have to correct me next week. And she is coming on to talk about Pretty and Paralyzed. And she and I had a conversation about just what it means to lose your identity and to go from being an able-bodied woman and ending up in a wheelchair. And she and I had a conversation, and you really want to tune into the show because it may not be a wheelchair, but sometimes, you know, as we go on along in life, there are things that we identify with, and what happens if we lose those things? And so Pernita Farah will come on next week and share her riveting story. And so tune in to She Stress Radio. Jenny, is there one last closing statement that you'd like to offer folks?
Yeah. The thing that I would say is when you want to be visible and you know you want to get out there, you'll be excited about what you share. But, you know, again, speaking about Facebook as an example, is sometimes we get carried away with posting our stuff. You know, this is a link from my page, do this, do that. It's about really being, knowing what serves your audience best, and it's about really engaging and connecting with people. It's not about shouting the loudest and continually posting all of your links to everything there. When you connect with people on a one-to-one basis, not only does it make a difference to you and your business, and the way you connect, it makes a financial difference too. It really does.
Wow. I apologize. I saw there's a caller. Somebody finally asking a question, and we don't have time because I was on Facebook trying to get some other stuff for the show coming up next week, and so I didn't see that you had pressed one. So my apologies.
Can I ask that person if they're on Facebook, could they type the question on one of our walls, the She Struts walls, and I'll go in and answer it for them?
Okay. So did you hear her? She said, Jenny said, go ahead and type the question on her page or my page, and she'll answer the question for you, okay? So thank you for listening to She Struts Radio. Thank you so much, Jenny Kovacs. And please be kind to yourself. Be kind to you. And I hope to see you or hear you and be with you on next week.
Pieces of the dream I left behind.